This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections is underway. 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Trends are now available for all 70 seats of Delhi NCT Assembly elections. BJP is leading in 40 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party is leading on 30 seats. In by-elections for Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan is leading by over 36,000 votes. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandira Kumar, VC of DMK, is leading. In Delhi NCT, prominent AAP leaders who are trailing include Chief Minister Atishi, Somnath Bharti, Saurabh Bhardwaj and Avadh Ojha. Leading AAP leaders include Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal, former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia, Gopal Rai and Durgesh Pathak. BJP leaders who are ahead include Vijender Gupta, Rajkumar Anand, Harish Khurana, Manjinder Singh Sirsa and Kailaj Gehlot. All Congress candidates are trailing. AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal is leading in New Delhi constituency, while Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP candidate Parvesh Sahib Singh are trailing. Delhi Chief Minister and AAP leader Atishi is trailing in Kalkaji constituency, where Ramesh Bidhuri of BJP is leading. AAP leader Gopal Rai is leading in Babarpur constituency. Senior AAP leader and former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia is leading in Jangpura constituency. Senior BJP leader and three-time MLA from Vishwas Nagar, Om Prakash Sharma, is leading in the seat. BJP candidate Ravi Negi is leading from Patparganj constituency. AAP's Avadh Ojha is trailing. Saurabh Bhardwaj of AAP is trailing in Greater Kailash constituency. Somnath Bharti of AAP is trailing in Malviya Nagar. Priyanka Gautam of BJP is trailing in reserved constituency of Kondli. Mohan Singh Bisht of BJP also trailing in Mustafabad constituency. Devendra Yadav of Congress is trailing in Badli constituency. Alka Lamba of Congress is also trailing. BJP candidate Ravinder Indiraj Singh is leading in Bavana seat by over 14,000 votes. Our correspondent Bhupendra Singh is at the New Delhi Counting Center. Bhupendra, what are the latest trends coming in at your center?
Yeah, early trends have come for the 70 seats, and right now Bharatiya Janata Party is leading on 41 seats and Aam Aadmi Party on 29 seats. Right now I am at the counting center at the Gold Market area in Delhi, and here the former Chief Minister of Delhi and National Convener of AAP, Arvind Kejriwal, is leading with 10,294 votes, and Parvesh Verma of BJP is trailing. And if we look at the Delhi Kent seat, Viren Singh Kadian is leading with 14,252 votes. And on the Rajender Nagar seat, Aam Aadmi Party Durgesh Pathak is leading, and Umang Bajaj of BJP is trailing. And RK Puram seat, the current MLA Pramila Tokas of AAP is trailing, and BJP's candidate Anil Kumar Sharma is leading with 17,211 votes. Yes.
Right, Bhupendra. Thank you for that update. In some more news, in Mahakumbh Prayagraj, the Ministry of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj has set up a pavilion to showcase government schemes and an ideal village model equipped with essential facilities. The Pavilion of Ideal Village, presented by the Ministry, highlights various facilities including school, panchayat ghar and Anganwadi, permanent housing and employment opportunities provided under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act. In a big relief for Indian students and professionals living in the US on visas and awaiting green cards, a federal judge in Seattle has indefinitely blocked US President Trump's executive order that seeks to end birthright citizenship. Slamming the order, the court reportedly said Mr. Trump is trying to skirt the rule of law to play policy games with the Constitution. And in tennis, Maya Rajeshwaran has stormed into the semifinal in women's singles of the LT Mumbai Open in Mumbai. 15-year-old Maya defeated Mai Yamaguchi of Japan in the quarterfinals. She is now the only Indian in contention for the top prize in the singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.